Hello, welcome to 1-2 Radio. That's 12radio.com, and you are listening to Pathways to Consciousness and Healing. I'm your host, Jim Komar. And like I said, you're on 1-2 Radio. 1-2 Radio, changing the way you listen to the world. Excuse me, and my topic tonight is part three of Creating Miracles. And so I think it's a great topic, and so we're going to go with part three on tonight's show. But before we start this, check me out. I'm available for readings on 12listen.com, the flip side of 12 Radio. I'm a psychic and a medium. Also, check me out on my website. That's Jim Komar, JimKomar.com. And that'll tell you what I'm up to. So please check me out there at jimkomar.com. And let's get into this topic. Let's get into this beautiful topic of creating miracles. And, you know, one thing about miracles. When you start creating them, guess what happens? Your life changes instantly, instantaneously. What I mean by life changing, or life changing instantaneously, is the fact that now you're open to see what you're capable of doing with your life and what you're capable of creating in any one moment, in any given moment, or every moment for that matter. And it's also about you. It's also about you when you put yourself in this category where you can and you believe and you know you can create miracles, that great and noble thoughts are a part of your everyday life. And these great and noble thoughts become great acts. So there we go. We're talking about great and noble thoughts becoming great acts. Why not? Why can't you create something beautiful? Or have something beautiful daily in your life. Or have something every other moment creating miracles for that matter. So when you're in that state of being, and that's a state of well-being. And what I mean by well-being is it's yours no matter what. You can have it no matter what. Love, life, health, money, you name it. It's yours. Doesn't matter what it is. That's the beautiful thing about you creating miracles. And here, like I said, when you have these great thoughts in your mind, these thoughts become great acts. And then once that great act is expressed outwardly, you are now changing the world. If anything, you're changing your world. And maybe you could say you might be changing the people closest to you. And I'm going to get into like techniques here for creating miracles. And one is prayer. Prayer. Just, and you don't have to, you can create your own prayers. It doesn't matter what you're saying. And basically, a prayer is a formulation of an idea concerning something you wish to accomplish. Let me repeat that. When you do prayer work, it's a formulation of an idea concerning something you wish to accomplish. And also, prayer and meditation, for that matter, it does the same thing. Meditation, prayer, you're just altering your state of mind here. Both is the soul's sincere desire, because sometimes you come here with these strong desires. Sometimes you come with incredible accomplishments that you want to express to the world to accomplish them in the outside world. It's like you want to change your career. Go for it. Why not? People do it all the time. That's the beautiful thing. And so I'm just going to read something here from Lynn. Thank you, Lynn. Expect a miracle. That's true. When you expect something to happen and you are thinking in a positive way, you're thinking in a positive way of being, the tendency is it's going to happen. Expect a miracle to happen. Expect a miracle. Expect whatever you want to expect. Expect only the good that is coming to you constantly. Are those miracles? They are, because now you're open to all the good that is coming to your space every waking moment. Also, just know that in your deeper mind, what I mean by the deeper mind is, you could say, the higher conscious states, that this is a part of who you are, a very infinite, powerful individual, and you could say a strong intelligence that follows that. So as you go into the higher consciousness states, or conscious states, that's the deeper mind. That's where infinite power, that's where this beautiful intelligence reign inside of you. It's you being calm and you thinking that what you want. Think of what you want. But you have to be calm about it. And you thinking of what you want here. What exactly do you want? And that's the thing. Be specific. When you create miracles on a daily basis, be specific. Work on certain things that have been bugging you that you couldn't accomplish, that you want to change, or whatever it is. Be real specific. And when you start changing that, those aspects of yourself, you're going to be creating more miracles. Maybe you're letting go of frustration. Maybe you're letting go of anger. And you're replacing anger and frustration with love. Calmness, balance, balance. Peace of mind. Balance again. Peace of mind. And it's also you thinking of what you want, okay? And see it coming to you in a very fruitful moment, in a very fruitful manner from this moment forward. Let me repeat that. Seeing it coming to you fully and fruitfully in this very present moment, and you moving forward every time these things are occurring, these miracles that you create daily for yourself, and all your experiences that you've ever, all your experiences and everything that enters into your life depends on the nature of who you are. So you might go, gosh, I've been poor all my life, and I want $1 million in my bank account. Okay, well, that's a good one to go for. Nothing wrong with that. Go for it. But what I'm saying is, these experiences and things that you really want depends upon the nature of who you are. If you're full of fear, anxiety, worry, lack, whatever, this is what you will create. And if as you release the fear, the anxiety, the worry, the lack, you're replacing it with something that is more positive, something more uplifting, something to allow yourself to find the true love of your life. And there's nothing wrong with finding the true love of your life, because when you do, it's a beautiful thing. It's a great thing. It's going to uplift you. It's going to like put you on a whole new level of being when you find true love. So, as you let this fear, anxiety, worry, lack, whatever else there is up there, you could say within the cobwebs of the mind there, it's time to clear those cobwebs out. Instead of, like you clear that out, you let go of your fear, your anxiety, your lack, your worry. As you clear that out, you're replacing it with, gosh, I can have whatever I want. Gosh, I can create whatever I want. Gosh, I can have it all. Whatever all means to you. And so now, instead of creating anxiety and worry and lack, now you're creating love. Because you're in a peaceful, balanced, loving state. So therefore, the miracle is you're going to create love outside of you. That's okay. That's a beautiful thing about it. Be Be in love. Have love come to you. Be the best you can. And why can't you be the best you can? Now, if you're saying, I'm not worthy of it, well, that's something you might want to consider working on, because when you become that I am worthy of everything that I ever wanted in my life, then guess what? With a little work and effort on your part, these things can occur. Things can happen very quickly. And like I said, all your experiences, everything that you have ever done in your life, everything, this is the nature of who you are. So why don't you let go of the negative stuff? Add to the positive stuff, that beautiful positive aspect of who you are, so you can create positive miracles constantly, second to second, minute to minute, hour to hour, depending on how much you can take of this. And you might say, well, one miracle is enough. That might be selfish or whatever. Well, if you believe that, then follow your, let that be your guide. So here you are creating miracles. Here you are loving the miracles, you could say, after you create the miracles. And suddenly your life is better. Suddenly, instead of having lack, you have love. You have financial compensation. You have a new car. You have the best of the best, whatever the best is for you. Everyone has a different opinion what the best is. And it's also you thinking and believing in positive thoughts, emotions, which will bring you beautiful things in life. Because if you're walking around going, oh God, not another day. Oh, I gotta put up with this day. I'm not sure what the day is going to bring me, but it could be bad. Well, if you're thinking in that way, it's going to be bad. You're creating miracles that are, I would consider, negative miracles. But if you're starting to change those thoughts around, change your mindset around, and have these positive thoughts and emotions, this will bring you the beautiful things in life that you've always wanted, that you've always been looking for. And here you are creating a new self. And here you are creating new miracles constantly, because the new self is allowing that to happen. The new self is embracing those thoughts and actually, you could say, manifesting them outside of you, whatever you're manifesting or whatever you want to manifest. And it's also, you're building silently by realizing how peaceful and harmony and joyful and great, and you could say, and grateful you are in this present moment. So let me repeat that. Here you are building and realizing that by you create peace of mind, by you creating harmony, joy, and by you creating good thoughts in this present moment, just by thinking in these terms, you or your subconscious mind is now accepting everything it needs. And therefore, it's open to it. It's open to everything. It's open to everything that you've ever wanted and more. Maybe you never knew everything you ever wanted. And Lynn is, thank you for this comment, Lynn. It's a grateful heart is a magnet for miracles. It's very true. Thank you for that comment, Lynn. Because when you're grateful, gratefulness comes to you. Gratefulness is all the good things coming to you, all the loving things that are coming to you, all the divine things that are coming to you. And like I said, accept them. Start thinking in a more positive vein. See what happens. See what is showing up in your life. See what miracles can you produce. Are you willing to produce a miracle? That's another question. Do you believe in miracles? And if so, are you willing to actually see one occur in front of you, or see 20 occur in front of you, or see 5,000 occur in front of you? That's good. That's a beautiful thing. And why I say that's a good thing, because now you're seeing an alternative. The old down and out person that Oh gosh, it was difficult to get this done and that done and so forth and so on. So claim it. You could say claim it all. Whatever you need to do, claim it. Claim the beauty inside of you. Claim all those positive aspects of who you are. Just claim it. Own it. Because what you want, these miracles are not an outside job. It's an internal job. It's who you are internally in that beautiful mind of yours. And what do you want to create inside of you? What are you willing to believe that you can create that is inside of you? You know, what are you willing to create from the inside of you to the outside of you, that manifestation? You know, here you are. All of a sudden, instead of thinking you're down and out, you're thinking that your wealth is beautiful and that you are wealthy. And before you know it, you're wealthy because opportunities are presented to you and you become wealthier and you become more confident. And what's important here is you must reach a point of acceptance in your mind. You can treat all day. You can say things in your head all day long. But at one point or another, you need to reach acceptance within your mind. And this would be a state of agreement with yourself. That's all you're doing. You're accepting something. You're creating a state of agreement with yourself that your contemplation of a certain thing, of a certain miracle, is there for you. So, you know, it's the important thing here is contemplate what you need to create in this daily moment, in this present moment that we're talking, that I'm talking to you. Contemplate what you want. As soon as you think about it intellectually, add feeling to it. Add the feeling of joy. Just add something, a positive feeling for it. And then, not a positive feeling, but a positive emotion. And then you create that feeling that goes into your entire body that electrifies that beautiful body of yours from the brain down to the bottom of your feet. And then you have something that suddenly just showed up in your life. How would you like to have it like that? As simple as that. And this is from Cindy. Thank you for this, Cindy. A belief is only a thought you continue to think. And when your beliefs match your desires, then your desires must become your reality. Okay, this is Abraham Hicks. Okay, this is the Abe group. Okay, I guess Cindy's a follower of Abe, of the Abe group, of that. Very good. Whatever you need to uplift yourself, do things to uplift yourself by reading things like this, by believing things like this. And another thing, visualize it. Have an image in your mind of what you're trying to create, to manifest. Just visualize it. See in your mind. As it's already there. It already exists in front of you. There's nothing that's stopping you from doing this. And visualization is basically a process of thinking in forms. And these leave deep impressions in your mind. Hence that beautiful picture to create that miracle. And these impressions in turn become you could say they manifest with facts, you could say as facts, and your experiences in your life will allow them to. Now, if you tap into your unlimitedness, the unlimited nature of who you are, that divine energy of who you are, maybe you can go beyond what you normally think. And are you willing to take it? And also, another way, condense an idea. And by condensing an idea, you might get it faster. In other words, don't, if you're thinking about it, don't, how would you say it? Don't allow yourself to deviate from what you want. By condensing the idea, you're talking about, this is, you could say the ideas become stronger. The ideas become strong enough for them to manifest right in front of your face. And basically, you're creating that image, and the image is in your conscious mind. It goes right to the subconscious mind, and the subconscious mind wants to have that done, wants you to manifest it. So you could say you're going in the right direction here. You're going in the direction of creating something incredible or something that is normal. And since you could say you're creating this image to have permanently in your memory, every time you think of that image, you might be manifesting that, whatever that image is. Is it a pile of gold? Well, then go for it. Is it long-lost love? Go for it. Enjoy it. Enjoy this process. Don't stop yourself. Take it in. Be with it. Repeat this over and over again. Have like little pictures imprinted within your beautiful conscious mind, and that automatically translates to the subconscious mind. And then suddenly you have everything you've ever wanted. And suddenly life is easier. Just repeat it. Repeat those images or the image that you have so the mind can take it in and actually do something about it. And another way of, you could say, tapping into that, the infinite space that you are willing to be so that you can create all miracles, sleeping. Because when you sleep, your conscious mind is a whole less awake. It's all subconscious. It's all the deep mind here. And when you're in your drowsy state before you sleep, your subconscious mind is easily accessible. The drowsy state is, I'm trying to think of the term. It'll come to me, but I just lost it. Hippocratic state. It's like a mesmerizing state. It's like you can be, suggestions can be given to you and you might follow through on certain suggestions. Our hypnocratic state, not Hippocratic, hypnocratic state. That's the term. And when you are in this drowsy state, the subconscious mind is very easy to access and therefore create that picture, that image, that photo. And let it go right from the conscious to the subconscious states. And what's interesting here, you could say you might want to even consider letting go of bad habits that you have. And by doing this in this state, who knows what is possible, what you're capable of producing, reproducing, whatever it is. And so, you know, you can let go of old habits that are destructive to your life. You can create new habits that are actually mind-opening. Create new habits that you say you have your thoughts that are habits. And once you create something new to replace the old habit that didn't suit you well, all of a sudden you're bringing in harmony and peace of mind. But I have a break coming up and I'll be back in 5 minutes. And remember, there's two things that are important here. You creating peace of mind to yourself and others in and around you, and you giving yourself unconditional love and unconditional love to the people around you. So I'll be back in 5 minutes. Be back in five.
Now it's easier than ever to listen to 1-2 Radio. Just tell your favorite smart speaker to play 12 Radio on TuneIn or download our app called 1-2 Radio from the iPhone App Store or Google Play. The 1-2Radio.com. We're glad you found us. Skip the life
and angle. You're listening to 1-2 Radio. And 1-2 Radio listens to you. Call us now, 857-232-0155. Extension 870-303.
Hola, this is Mole Mama. Take a journey with me to my kitchen where I recreate some of my sweet Mama Rose's best Mexican family recipes. I'll share the stories behind my grandma's magical molcajete, guacamole, crunchy tacos, mole, papas and chorizo chimichangas, kahlua cake, crack cake, and oh so much more. You'll also get to meet guest chefs as they share the stories behind their yummy recipes. I believe that food is the sixth language of love. And if you're like me, it's your love that makes your food magical. Tune into Mole Mama on Thursdays at 6 p.m. for all the fun and love. You might want to eat first, because this show is going to make you oh so hungry. Que Dios te bendiga, as my mom would say. May God bless you.
What do you get when you combine an intuitive spiritual advisor, a dollop of humor, a dash of psychic reading, a pinch of toe reading, and a whole lot of compassion and fun? You get Soul to Soul with Nancy Newman, Thursday evenings at 7 Pacific on 12radio.com.
Hey, Glitterati, it's Kelly McLean, 1-2 Listen Advisor and host here on 1-2 Radio. So the Blanket Fort has been newly remodeled and expanded. My Tuesday noon show, formerly called Connecting the Dots, is now called Being Badass, where I hope to help you unlock your own inner badass. If that doesn't fulfill your daily requirement of laughter, then the first and third Thursday of the month at 8 p.m., please join us for a hilarious and explosive relationship advice show called Armed and Dating. Bring your sense of humor, bring your questions, bring your own glitter. Can't wait to see you there. Have a great one.
Hey, turn that down, man. I can't hear myself think.
Turn up your hearing aid, you old jerk. Listen, this is the best song ever written.
I beg to differ.
Oh, God.
Who let him out?
Hey, guys, don't be so boring. How about some of this, huh?
No, I like this.
No, how about some of this?
What year is it, man?
Wait a minute, guys. How about the best song ever written?
Little Deuce Coop, you don't know, you don't know what I got.
Little Deuce Coop, you don't know what I got.
Well, now you know what it's like inside Mo's mind. Isn't it better and safer to be out of it? Out of Mo's mind every Monday morning at 9 a.m. Pacific, because it's safer out of it than in. Maybe not quite as interesting. 12radio.com.
Hi. Have you always thought of yourself as a round peg in a square hole? You can fit anywhere, but you know it's not really your right place. Have you been looking for a way to reinvent yourself? Praying for a renaissance of your spirit? In fact, you'd like to defy gravity? Hey, then check out my show, The Dr. Elisa Show, Friday mornings at 9 Pacific. And you can also catch me on 1-2 Listen. I hope to talk to you soon.
Oh, baby, relationships can be tough. I love my boyfriend, but sometimes I feel like we are worlds apart. I started calling this psychic hotline for help understanding him and understanding myself. Through astrology, energy work, and a lot of sage advice, I finally feel like I understand how to be in this relationship and how to get what I need. Love isn't as complicated as it used to be, thanks to the advisors at 12listen.com.
Hi, this is Christina LaFrance, and together we're listening to 12radio.com.
You're listening to 1-2 Radio, and 1-2 Radio listens to you. Call us now, 857-232-0155. Extension 870-303.
Hello, welcome back to Let me start over again. Welcome back to 1-2 Radio, and you're listening to Pathways to Consciousness and Healing. I'm your host, Jim Komar, and thank you for tuning in. I just want to send my appreciation and thanks to all the listeners, all the beautiful men and women listening to the show this evening, or if you're listening to on demand, I appreciate that too. And what I was talking about is creating a visualizing a picture in your mind to the miracle that you want to create outside of you. Or you could say also, I also mentioned the fact is changing the way you think. Let's say you have a negative spin on something, and I mentioned, you know, in the sleep state before you truly go to sleep is called the hypnocratic state, which means between sleep and awake. And there you can work on negative habits and release them, let them go. And sometimes you need to do this a number of times before they really go away. So I just want to give you that. Don't be discouraged. Just do it again. If you have to do it 10 more times, do it 10 more times. And it's also every day giving thanks to all the wonderful things that you have, all your thoughts of success that you have, just giving thanks to that, appreciating who you are, and appreciating who you are to this beautiful world. And then there's affirmations. And I believe an affirmation is a process about understanding truth, your truth. An example would be this: I am perfect health. I am good health. I am a loving, caring, peaceful individual. That's an affirmation. And these affirmations, they deal with repetition, and the mind works through repetition. That's why I said repeat it. If you have to repeat it 10 times, fine. If you have to repeat it 2 times, that's perfectly fine. Or for that matter, 20 times or 50 times until you could say you release it so that you can create your miracles, those internal expressions to be outwardly expressed and to be created right in front of you as we speak. And you might think that that's a phrase that may never happen. Well, why? If you're thinking in those veins, you might consider that it's going to happen, that it's already happened, that it is right now in this moment. And when you affirm anything, you could say, this is a state that is so. This is a state that is going to happen because you affirmed it. And another thing is when you start affirming anything, you have to maintain a certain kind of attitude. The attitude of truth. Regardless of what's happening around you, regardless you haven't seen it manifest yet, that miracle, you know it's your truth. Well, that's good. Regardless of what's happening around you, you know this will happen. You are so sure of it that there is no doubt. And also about one thing about affirmations, by you repeating an affirmation, you say you're knowing what you are saying and when you say it. You are knowing what you are saying when you repeat affirmations and why you are saying it. There you go, and why you are saying it. And this will lead your mind to a state of consciousness where it will accept this state is your truth. This is truly who you are in this very moment. And then there's like you could decree, you could say a decreeing method. And this is like the power goes into the words that you're repeating. And you might want to, and when I say the power goes into the words that you are repeating, when I say that, you want to speak it out loud, decree it, own it, And it doesn't matter who you are or what you're doing. And as you're making these statements, you're decreeing something, you're also working with your feelings. The feelings should be positive, more uplifting, because if they are on the negative side, you might manifest something negative. And it's better to manifest something positive, caring, and loving, in my opinion. You're accepting this as your state of truth. You're accepting this according to faith. And faith is, you haven't seen it happen yet, but you know it's going to happen. And that's okay. And that's a beautiful thing about faith. And another thing here, when you realize the power that moves through the world and is moving on your behalf, that's what you're doing here. You're realizing the power that's moving through this world constantly and never stops. And it's moving through you on your behalf. It's moving around you, through you on your behalf. Backing your words with confidence. And as you repeat them, more confidence, the more confidence you have, the more likely it's going to happen. Is that okay with you? I think it's okay with me. And you know, you might want to decree harmony. You might want to decree perfect health. You might want to decree abundance, peace, love, whatever you need. And another thing here, 90% of your mental life is subconscious. So whatever you're doing, everything is going into the subconscious mind, conscious to subconscious. So since that is true, your subconscious mind is in touch with that infinite life, or you could say boundless wisdom that you carry with you. We all have this. We just have to tap into it. That's okay. That's a good thing. Tap into that. Tap into that strength, that power, that empowerment. Why do you have to be a victim? Nah. Why can't you create everything you want in any given moment? Are you okay with this? How would you say it? Is your body and mind working together in this instant? Of course it is, especially when it starts manifesting around you. The miracle are miracles you're creating on a daily basis. They're all working together, that beautiful body, that beautiful mind of yours. And it's also about you channeling thoughts that you receive from your conscious perception. Channeling thoughts, using, and you could say that's intuition. Intuition is you tapping into something beyond you. You tapping into things with your five senses and past, present experiences. Then you go beyond that, and then you start predicting things. And believe me, it's an accurate thing. It's a beautiful thing. And so here we are talking about your central nervous system. But, you know, there's also the aspect of your nervous system here. So when you activate a thought, a feeling, a picture, a word, whether you're speaking it, reading it, saying it, seeing it, embracing it, this is like you're tapping into your sympathetic nervous system. And this is like the involuntary nervous system. This is centered right by the solar plexus. the third chakra. That's your sympathetic nervous system. Have you ever noticed sometimes after you eat, and let's say you hear something and it kind of like messes with your digestion? Because when you do that, you're tapping into the sympathetic nervous system with your thoughts, and therefore it becomes sensitized. So another thing here is channel. You can channel things through you, through your sympathetic nervous system. Channel that mental action. Channel that unconsciousness, that unconscious mind of yours. Be a part of everything that you are. It's you just accepting a statement of truth that what you want is true, is your truth. And what you want is to have everything you ever wanted in this lifetime. Why not? You deserve it. Whatever that is for you. So, Cindy, that is true. Confidence. Own it. It's yours. You know, everything is yours because you are creating miracles on a daily, moment by moment. And I'm not talking about you being selfish because, oh, if I create too many miracles, there won't be any miracles out there. Well, there's always going to be miracles because people are going to want to create miracles. So miracles occur constantly. They never stop. It's you about your brain, it's you about tapping into that beautiful brain of yours and understanding who you are. But it's also you about connecting to, to the physical body here. Because definitely who you are is your physical body. In this three-dimensional world that we all live in, that's the beautiful thing about it. You accepting that no matter what is happening, you have the power to create any miracle you want at any time, any place. It doesn't matter. The only thing that matters is the limitations you put upon yourself. If you're tapping into your limitations, it means you're tapping into lack. Oh, I don't deserve it. I'm going to be selfish and self-centered here. Well, so if you are, you are. No big deal. But by recognizing it, it changes everything because now you're going to, instead of a place of ego, you're going to higher consciousness and you bring that image, that thought with you. And then suddenly that is manifested in front of your face directly because everything came together and you were ready to have this happen. And then when you're ready to have it happen, boom. It's like being gifted by everyone in the world. That's the way I look at it, as you create these miracles on a daily basis, on a moment-by-moment basis. They're only miracles. Don't make a big deal out of it. And one thing about, you could say, the subconscious mind in your creating process when you do create miracles is that it's working continuously. No matter what is happening, it's working continuously for your common good. I really believe that because it's a part of who you are. It has its own will. It's always moving forward in harmony and health and peace, just like you are. There's nothing wrong with that. Now, is there? And if you find something wrong with that, you might consider changing your mind about this so that you could have more miracles. Have beautiful things. And when you have these beautiful things, it's just a matter of time. Everything you ever wanted is yours. That new home is yours. That your new friendships are coming in. Beautiful friendships are coming in. That means you get to play with them. You get to play whatever you want to play with them. And what's interesting here is your subconscious mind is continually, like I said, moving for your common good. And since it's moving for your common good, and that's one of the creative aspects of creating miracles in your life on a daily basis, on a moment-by-moment basis. And since you're moving forward in this, you say, harmonistic, healthy, peaceful environment that you're creating within yourself, then you're going to start realizing how powerful you really are. And so thoughts like fear, anger, jealousy, are no longer necessary to be a part of your life, because now you can change your mind. Now you can see yourself differently. Now you can express differently. Now you can bring it all to you, because now you're creating miracles from one moment to the next. And, you know, if you don't want to do this, that's okay. But if you do want to do it, create miracles, create as many miracles as you can this week. You can embrace flower, be the lotus flower with 1,000 petals. Be the best you can, be the best man or woman you can, because that's the miracle you created in this present moment. That's the miracle that brought you, you could say, this way of being, the old way of being, of jealousy, of anger, of fear, is no longer serving you. And then you realize that. And then the next step is, since you're a sum total of your thoughts, and your thoughts have just changed, then go for it. Go for something that is going to allow you to be the best you can. Because when you're at your best, the world gives you the best. Hence, you creating miracles. When you're at your best and you're in a space of, you could say, sheer beauty, of sheer confidence, of sheer love, of sheer understanding, when you're in that space, you are moving forward in life and you're not looking back. And that's the beautiful thing about creating miracles on a daily basis, on any base, whether it's one or whether it's 1,000. Doesn't matter. And, you know, don't blame yourself for things that are out of your control, because there's lots of things on a daily basis that I'm exposed to and we're all exposed to that we have no control over. We're just not pawns, but we are manipulated at times. And if you don't feel like you want to be manipulated, add that to your list, that you are sheer, incredible, beautiful, and you're at your best no matter what is happening. Are you ready for this? Are you thinking in these terms? Are you willing to practice any of these techniques that I mentioned to you to create a miracle this week or create 100 miracles this week? You know, that's the beautiful thing about it is if your thoughts are of harmony, guess what happens? That beautiful subconscious of mind of yours becomes harmonistic, and as it becomes harmonistic, you are the winner. You just won the race. The tortoise and the rabbit, who knows? Which one are you? Doesn't matter. The most important thing is that you know what you did and what you accomplished, and you're willing to accomplish more to have it happen. And one thing about if you have thoughts that are of harmony, and then you say those thoughts of harmony are coming from your subconscious mind. If not, try to create something. And when you create something that is beautiful, clear, and precise, you're only getting the best for yourself and the people around you. Because, you know, when you start creating miracles, you might create miracles for people that you know or you don't know. Are you ready to create a miracle? Are you ready to, you could say, change your body by changing your thoughts and keeping them changed? Let me repeat that. Are you willing to change your body by changing your thoughts and keeping them changed? Make this permanent. Make this a permanent move for yourself so you can have miracles every day, every waking moment. And there's another thing here, you know, lack of confidence. Without confidence, you're not going to gain much, how would you say it, outside of yourself. Confidence is important. Whether, you know, you might call this principle of reason. Or is it principle of failure? It depends on where you're coming at. And when your confidence, when you're confident, you get what you want. And when you're insecure, you get nothing. All you get is more insecurity. So how can you create a miracle when you're there, when you're insecure? You can't. So be in a peaceful state of love. Be in a peaceful state of being in a peaceful state of being. When you're in that, when you are just being, you know, whatever being means to you, you don't have to be always engaged, but by being engulfing what you're doing at this present moment, or what you did 5 hours ago and how much fun you had. Well, what's one thing about the subconscious mind to create a miracle? Once the subconscious mind accepts the idea, it is immediately begins to execute it. So here I'm talking about you have this image. Are you repeating a particular phrase or thought? Okay. And then all of a sudden your subconscious mind accepts it, and then the brain goes to work on creating it. It's as simple as that. Nothing complicated there. It's easy. It's really easy. You know, you can say to your subconscious mind, I am perfect health. And you say it out loud. And then the key here is to be relaxed and calm about it. And after this, you could say these new ideas are in the present moment, then suddenly you're manifesting. Suddenly you're creating that miracle. Suddenly you are the miracle. Suddenly life becomes so easy, it's beautiful. Life becomes easy, it is easy beyond easy. Why do you have to make it difficult? The only reason why people make it difficult, because that's all they know. So change that difficulty into something of a miracle. Change that difficulty into peace of mind. But I have an ending of a show here, and I can talk about this subject. I might talk about this next week again. I got more to talk about here. But I'd like to mention three great shows coming up. The first one is Mole Mama with Diana Silva. The second one is Soul to Soul with Nancy Newman. And Armed and Dating, the last show of the evening with Pistol and Firecracker. So please stay tuned to 1-2 Radio, because 1-2 Radio has some great things for you ahead in the next 3 hours. So remember, there's only two great things that are happening in your life: the peace of mind you give to yourself and others, and that unconditional love you give to yourself and others. And run with this. What miracles can you create this week for yourself by allowing yourself to free yourself of crap, junk that no longer serve you? Let it go. See what happens. See how creative you can be. See what miracle or miracles you can have anytime, anywhere. Doesn't matter. That's the beautiful thing about it. That's the beautiful thing about it. And I just want to thank the beautiful men and women listening to the show tonight. And all I can say is have the best week possible and create as many miracles as possible this week coming up. And My thanks go out to you. We'll talk next week. Bye.
Think about sunlight, when I think about rain, when I think about my life and the beauty love brings, when I think about my family, when I think about friends, suddenly everything is beautiful, so I think it all again. Every smile you share, every heart you heal is leaving your mark on the planet, saying you were here.
We are miracles.
Yeah, yeah.
We are miracles.
Oh, oh,
if you hear me now.
Yeah, yeah,
we
yeah.
are miracles.
Sometimes it's hard to remember, yeah, all the gifts we had. Until we have to surrender,
oh,
when the times turn bad. So when you think about tragedy, and when you think about pain, remember hope's round the corner, calling out your name. Every smile you share, every heart you heal, is leaving your mark on the planet, saying you are here. We are me.
Times like these.